So what sets your city apart? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to tell us what makes your part of the world special or what might be threatened by homogenous erosion, you know. One place that perhaps doesn't have to worry about overpriced lattes and sneaker stores overrunning the landscape is Mitchell, South Dakota, where the mantle of uniqueness is carefully guarded by the legendary Corn Palace, built in 1892 to encourage people to settle in the area by advertising the fertility of the soil. It's certainly done that job well. Rebuilt many times, it now sports minarets, elaborate kiosks, and other flourishes. More than a 500,000 visitors come by to see it each year. Corn Palace director Mark Schilling joins me now. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you for having me today.
You know, I'm actually quite terrified. I said in that intro there that you don't have to worry about overpriced lattes, but you're going to probably say, yes, we serve overpriced lattes at the Corn Palace.
No, we actually don't. Most of our prices are very reasonable because people are coming for other events, whether it's a high school basketball game. So they want to make sure that the popcorn that they buy here at the Corn Palace isn't the same price as what they would be paying at a major stadium or anything like that. So we still have the $2 pops and $1.50 popcorn. So
very relieved to hear about that. How has Mitchell, South Dakota rallied around the identity of the Corn Palace? And what does it do for the region?
Well, the Corn Palace is the community or event center for the region. So most of the events that are taking place here, we've just went through about a couple weeks here with basketball games for district and regional tournaments for the boys and girls, and had many different teams here and many different communities coming, and almost every night was full with different people coming to those events. So it definitely plays a part for the region. As the community, the building itself is really the lifeline, which extends out not only to our region for like these events that we have, but for the tourist and that visitor who's traveling through the state of South Dakota, maybe heading to Mount Rushmore or Yellowstone, and they're looking for a place to stop along the way. And they see this unique building, the Corn Palace, and say, what is it? It's kind of that old theme. If you build it, they will come. I think we first invented that.
Well, Mark Schilling, director of the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Again, another question, and I'm terrified because I don't know the answer, and I probably should. You're not owned by the Marriott or some financiers in Dubai, are you?
No, we're not. We are locally owned. We are owned by the city of Mitchell. So it's the community that actually owns and operates the building. So anything that we do plays very much into the role of what the community wants. They're the ones who are coming saying, I think we should look at different ideas for our murals. We should be looking at different things that we want to do at the Corn Palace. So it really is. We have a committee involved with it that reaches out to the community that says, what do you want? What type of murals do you want? So it really is a community building and operated by the community.
And there's an annual Corn Palace Festival every August. I guess it's just prior to the harvest, you would say. You know, we talked earlier about the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where in the 1980s, when they had some really serious economic setbacks, they needed to diversify their economy. I suspect diversity of the economy is not something you talk about a lot in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Well, it's unique to know that, yes, agriculture is definitely South Dakota's biggest employer. Tourism ranks second. But here in Mitchell, South Dakota, other than Silicon Valley area, we have the largest per cap for technical type jobs or information type jobs. So we have many different industries around the area and throughout the community of Mitchell as well.
Well, that's really great to hear. Mark Schilling, have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Mark Schilling is the director of the 500,000 tourists visited each year Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, built back in 1892. We'd love to hear from you as to what is unique about your community. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. Forget homogeneity. What's unique about the place where you live? We'd love to hear the story.